Hey, Joseph.
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph, this is Joey. I was giving you a call back from Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Joey?
I'm doing very well. I'm a little upset. I just want to first and foremost say I apologize. I'm upset at myself because I don't have any of the voicemails that you left me. So I actually have the team looking into why I'm not receiving any voicemails, and I just got the notification today saying that you called, and, or I guess we called maybe, and you was asking to speak to me directly. So I first and foremost, I want to apologize for that. I'm not too sure what's going on with my voicemails. I'm going to send you my email again so you have my email, because email is always better, because I'm usually on the phone and talking and things like that. But I apologize. I know you said that you wanted me to call, so I'm here to make that up. So how can I help you? Do you need something from me? Or?
Yeah, well, when you told me on this, you said that you were going to be the guy contacting me and talking to me, that I wasn't going to be getting calls from other people from the company, you know, updating me on what's going on with my account.
Okay.
And, you haven't called me once since we started. I've been getting calls from other people, and then another thing that I'm kind of confused on is the whole point of you guys setting me up a website and my Facebook was so people could contact me directly and were eliminating the middleman like HomeAdvisor.
Correct.
And then all of a sudden as it's getting established, you know, and it's getting set up, you're sending me this nonsense about a call tracking number and I don't know what that's about. You know, I don't want to have somebody have to go to a separate number and then I have to track this number.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that defeats the whole purpose of direct contact.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to be putting me, I'm on the front page of Google or whatever, and I'm set up on Facebook, so people should be able to
call you directly.
You know, call me directly. So I don't, you know, that's the only reason that you sold me on this.
Okay. So there might have been some confusion on that end because, that is exactly what we do. We have an option, which is just an option, where some business owners, they don't want to use their cell phone anymore. They want their own business phone. If they do, then we can provide that for them. So we set it up for them. We make sure you get phone calls. But that's optional. That's not mandatory. If you want them to call you directly, then that's exactly how we set it up. We set it up with your email and your phone number on there, the one that you want to be contacted. So we cut the middleman out, and then we go ahead and call you directly. So, yes, that is and can be done on your account.
Yeah, well, it's like I don't want to have to go through something else. If it's serious people that are trying to get a hold of me and trying to get a work, I mean, that's what you were explaining. These are people serious that want to do stuff that are going to be calling me anyway. So, yeah, it'd be better if they just called me.
Yes, so I'll put in a note there for you. I'm surprised they didn't explain that, but, yeah, that's exactly how we do it. What they were probably recommending for you, it was optional. That is not a mandatory. And I apologize. And maybe this is just lack of communication on my side. When we first spoke, so like my job is to obviously explain the products to you accurately, make sure that it's a good fit and, you know, come to some resolution and then offer you the position. When it comes to actual nitty gritty of getting down and actually doing all the hard work where it's going to actually rank you, you're going to have your own account management team. And that team's job is to bring you more work, bring all the services. Now, I could be here for you as far as like a situation like right now. Like if you have a question or a concern or something like that, you want, or maybe you want to find out a little bit more about something else or whatever the case may be, I'm okay with you reaching out to me for sure. I have the team checking on my voicemails now because I don't have any here. So there's definitely something wrong going on with my voicemail service. So I already made that addressed that before I called you. But I can give you my email address, and email would probably be better. I don't know if you do emails, but if you could shoot me an email or if you want me to call you, you can send me an email asking me to call you. That would be fine too. But yeah, you'll probably get, you are going to get calls from other people in our company just because their job is to make sure that you're successful. Their job is to actually do the actual smart work, basically, is ranking your keywords. They're going to be building a website for you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I understand that. There's obviously some confusion there.
It was, I apologize.
Like,
it's my fault.
You were acting like you were handling, you know, letting me know everything that's going on, regardless of a team that's taking care of the, you know, nitty gritty.
Okay.
Setting up the website and monitoring it and
whatnot,
but.
Okay, so yeah, you have every right to be upset then, because if that's the way that you understood it, then yes, that's my fault. So like, I'll be here to talk to you as far as like, if you have like a question or concern, but not actual work. Yeah, you do not want me doing that. I'm not as smart as them when it comes to the actual work side of it. So again, I apologize and, you know,
fine. I would just like to know who I'm talking to. You know, if they would address me like, okay, I'm the manager of, you know, making sure you're, you know, taking care of your website and making sure everything's running properly and trying to put you in front of people. And obviously, are we slow right now? I haven't got a call.
Yeah.
I haven't received any calls from anybody.
When did we set this up? This was...
I forget what date it is. It's been over a month, though.
I think it's a month, right? I think October 29th. Where is it? Yeah, it looks like October 29th. Yeah, so it takes 30 to 45 days for it to list you on the first page. So I'm gonna check all this out for you right now. So give me 1 second. All right. Let me see.
That way I'm aware of the progress and, like, what I should be expecting, you know, and it's like...
Yep. Yeah, so the progress, and you guys are out in, is it Twin Peaks? It is. Okay, yeah, so we had to set up the Google Business Profile for you, right? Is that what I'm looking at here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so there's faster results. When people already have the profile set up, it's a little quicker. But because we had to get you approved through Google and set all of it up for you, that takes a little bit of time to do. So we can't market you on Google. So the first 30 days, that's why we say 30 to 45 days to get you listed on the first page. So this is normal. Yeah, the first 30 days, did they do the Facebook advertisements for you too?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, you should be getting calls from there. I'm going to clear up to make sure there's no issues with the phone number. I'm actually been reaching out to them right now. I'm talking to Mary right now.
I'm looking at my website, and
okay.
And I asked them to change this too when they. Yeah, it's like on my website when it's like doing like kind of introduction to Joseph C. Smith Construction, it says I'm a general contractor in Twin Peaks, California. So, and then it says we've proudly serving the Twin Peaks community, and I need to change that. I already asked them to change it, and they haven't changed it. I want it to be in the Lake Arrowhead and surrounding communities.
Okay.
I don't, just because I live right in, it, I live in the town of Twin Peaks. It's not even really a town. It's just an area, you know. The main town in the area is Lake Arrowhead.
All right.
So it says it like three times. It says, you know, a general contractor in Twin Peaks, California. And then it says, we've proudly been serving the Twin Peaks community since 2004. And then it says, you know, so if you're in Twin Peaks and have, and are on the lookout for a home improvement contractor, then contact me. It's like, no, I don't want it Twin Peaks. I want it Lake Arrowhead and surrounding mountain communities. I want everything to say that.
Okay.
Because Twin Peaks is like a little small suburb, you know? And it's
yeah.
not, you know, it's not telling, it's not giving a visualization of where I do work in the nicer community where I've done a lot more high-end work. You know, a lot of the homes in, right in Twin Peaks are not high-end.
Got you. Okay.
You know, like right in my area, they are, but it's like, you know, so I just want to make, I want to make sure that it's representing me properly.
Yep.
All right.
And then, yeah, it says ready to upgrade or update your home in Twin Peaks, reach out. It's like, no, just in the Lake Arrowhead and surrounding mountain communities. So please write that down. And then I want you to go to my website or have the team, whatever, whoever does it, go to my website and change all that. I don't want it to say Twin Peaks specifically like that. I want it to say Lake Arrowhead and surrounding mountain communities.
Okay, so you don't want it to say Twin Peak?
Well, no, I don't want it to say Twin Peak.
Said,
I want it to say Lake Arrowhead.
Okay, Lake Arrowhead.
And surrounding mountain communities.
And surrounding mountain communities.
Okay. And I want it to say that everywhere where you have it saying Twin Peak. You know, because I've proudly been serving the Lake Arrowhead and surrounding mountain community since 2004. You know, and that's specific, and that's what people are looking at. That way different. It sounds
yeah.
like I'm some little that I'm some podunk contractor off in the sticks. You know.
Yeah.
I'm only fixing up these. You know, older homes.
Right. Yeah, I was looking at your website too. I mean, how do you like the website so far? Looks good.
I mean, it's pretty good. I'm gonna definitely, you know, request revising some things, but for now,
yeah.
It's all right.
Okay. Yeah, I was looking at it now. I mean, it looks good. I mean, the structure's there. Everything looks good. You know, obviously, they'll always be, because everybody's different. Some people look at this and be like, this is fantastic. Some people say, hey, I want these changes done. And that's okay. We'll get it to a point where you're happy with it and make these small adjustments and changes. I did add that in the notes here. I'm talking to Mary. Mary's going to call you tomorrow. Let me see what time she's going to call.
And it's like, it looks like I specialize in bathrooms, you know? It's like when you look on my website, it says Joseph C. Smith Construction, you know, with buildings, you know, and then it goes straight to bathroom remodeling, you know, bathroom repairs, and then building contractor, and that's it. You know, it's like, you know, bathroom remodeling is just fraction of what I do, you know.
Right.
Like, you know, I don't need you to just. It looks like I'm just a bathroom guy on here. You know, you need to put home, you know, home remodels and additions, you know, and not
okay.
just bathrooms. You know, it's like it looks like I don't do kitchens or other things. You know, it's like I need to do all general, you know, remodeling and additions of home. Along with new construction.
Okay. Okay.
Are you writing this stuff down?
Yeah, I put it all in the notes here. So I just I just saved it right now. So yeah, I put everything that you just said in the notes for your call with her tomorrow. Just gonna find out the time here for you really quick, but yeah, I put in the notes that way she can give you a call and she'll be able to go over everything else in detail. So let me just see what time.
It would be better to go over this stuff on Friday after the holiday. I'm gonna be busy. I'm going to be busy tomorrow.
Okay. So tomorrow you'll be busy. The next time might not be until Monday then because...
That's fine.
Yeah, because we got the holidays too. So Thursday, Friday, I think we're out. Let me check on Friday.
That's fine. You can do Monday. That's fine. Put it in there for Monday. It's not going to change that quick, you know.
Okay. I'm actually finding out for you right now, so just give me one second. I'm messaging her while you were talking too. Okay, so Monday it is. Let me see what time. I think it'd be, what time zone are you in, Joseph?
Pacific.
Okay. So anywhere between 7 and 8 a.m. Monday. That'd be Pacific time. The same time as us.
No, you're going to have to do it like an hour or two later than that. I'm busy in the morning, first thing in the morning. I'm busy from, I get up at 5 and I go to mass down, you know, 40 minutes
okay.
away from my house.
Nice, okay.
And then my wife and I are doing, you know, we pray together for the first few hours in the morning. So I'm usually wrapped up. So we're wrapped up by 9.
Sure. Oh, okay. Yeah, we do not want to interrupt that for sure. That sounds great. So 9, so 10 a.m.?
Sure.
Let me see. Let me see if she could do 10 a.m. your time. Well, I guess our time. Let's see. You got any big plans for Thanksgiving coming up?
Not a whole lot. I got a turkey brining right now for the last 24 hours, getting it prepped
Ooh.
To smoke it for half a day.
Wow. Okay. So is that how you make it? You kind of let it marinate for a while, and then you smoke it for like a day.
Yeah, when you brine it, you know, in like a salt and sugar brine for over 24 hours, it like really it makes when you smoke it, it makes it, you know, it holds in all the moisture. Like
wow,
a huge difference.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Can't be having a dry turkey, you know.
I've had that before. You know, go to Thanksgiving, you get yourself some dry turkey. I'm like, oh man, this is rough.
I know.
But yeah.
No, it's like most of the time a turkey is dry when it's in the oven, but
right.
I smoke it on a Traeger grill for like 8 hours, and then I tell you it's the best turkey you've ever eaten.
Man, yeah, that sounds fantastic. As soon as you said it, I said, oh, that's good. I mean, I am blessed that my family makes really, really good food. For Thanksgiving, so it's one of my favorite holidays, so I'm excited to spend some time. Mary said 10 a.m. Monday works, so we got you locked in there 10 o'clock in the morning. That's on Monday, so you can do what you got to do early in the morning, and then I'll have Mary take care of you after that then, okay?
Okay, that sounds good, and that way I can just kind of go over everything and have her update things a little bit better for me.
Yeah, exactly. You got anything else for me? Any other questions, concerns? Anything else you want me to check in the account here for you?
No, I don't think so. I appreciate you calling me back, though.
Yeah, no problem. Like I said, I apologize. I would have called you a lot sooner. I was looking at all the notes in the account. I'm like, oh my goodness, I feel like I didn't see any of this stuff. I didn't get no notification of nine. It's because of my voicemail. So I was like, oh man, I got to call him immediately. So yeah, as long as you.
Well, that was kind of one of the selling points that you had with me.
Yeah.
Was, you know, you're not going to just, you know, I'm going to sell it to you and then you're never going to hear from me again.
I know.
That's how I told you it was for, the last company I went with it. What was it? You know offhand a couple names of companies like yours? It's a major one.
Angie's, Home Advisors, they do marketing.
I'm already with them. It was another company just like yours.
There's so many of them out there, but yeah, so that's why I was a little bit upset because I remember our conversation that we had, and I notated everything here, and I was so upset that I didn't even, it's not even that I did, you know, saw it and then just didn't contact you. I just didn't see it at all. I was like, this is not very common for me. So yeah, you know, like I said, you'll have the team that does things for you. They're the ones doing the job. Me, I'm just more of like that guy you can go to. So you can shoot me an email. That's usually best. You can call me. I'll have them fix my voicemail just in case, worst case scenario. I don't get you when you're calling in because I'm usually on the phone. But, I'll make sure moving forward that's correct. I apologize.
No worries, my friend.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Well, you have a blessed holiday.
Yeah, same to you. Happy holidays. And then, worst case scenario, reach out to me, sometime next week. And, you know, I'll check in on you as well just to make sure everything is good on Monday. I put a note here for myself.
All right. I appreciate it.
All right. Not a problem, Joseph. Have yourself a good one. Yep. Take care. Bye.